Good morning, everyone, and thank you very much for the opportunity to worship with you today. I bring you greetings today from the Reverend Daniel Bullock, who is our Director of Mission and Ministry at the Baptist Union of Victoria. I also bring you greetings today from your sister churches right across our state of Victoria. We number around about 241 churches, fellowships and faith communities. And I'm sure you'll be interested to know that of those 241, around 80, one-third, are worshipping today in languages other than English. And singing earlier in both Mutongwa and English gave me a sense of this is what the kingdom of God is going to be like. A myriad of cultures and ethnicities and languages all worshipping Christ together as one family. And you are part of that family. If I can just read from Matthew chapter 1, 18 to 25, with apologies to my sister who read from Luke. Cameron explained to me that he's been emphasising Luke, so I've put a spanner in the... Can you translate a spanner in the works? I've caused a problem by quoting from Matthew, but let me read from Matthew chapter 1. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and didn't want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she'll have a son, and you're to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet, who said, look, the virgin will conceive a child. She'll give birth to a son, and they'll call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Today our message focuses on someone who, although central to the story of Jesus' birth, actually says nothing. We don't hear him say one word. Rather, he's a man whose actions are a most powerful witness to us. He knows nothing about the wonderful thing God is doing. He knows nothing about Emmanuel, God with us. He knows nothing about Jesus saving his people from their sins. He knows nothing about the wonderful fulfillment of the Old Testament
prophecy.
All Joseph knows is that Mary has fiancée is pregnant and he is not the father.
约瑟唯独知道的就是他的未婚妻玛利亚怀孕了，而他并不是孩子的父亲。
Imagine the shame he must have felt.
可以想象他当时一定感到非常的羞耻。
Shame in front of all his family and friends.
在他家人和朋友面前无比的羞耻。
He would have been justified in divorcing Mary publicly.
他理当公开的与玛利亚离婚。
And by doing so, rescuing his own honor.
这样做能挽回他的尊严。
Because she had clearly brought shame on him and his family.
因为玛利亚使他的全家都被羞辱了。
And I'm sure his family and friends would have been saying exactly that. Make a public show of her because she has dishonored you.
我认为他的家人、他的朋友一定会鼓励他，让玛利亚公开也被受到羞辱。
But Joseph was a good man.
但约瑟是个好人。
A righteous man.
他是个义人。
He was committed to obeying God's law.
他是一个遵从主诫命的人。
I think he was also a merciful man.
我觉得他应该也是一个有怜悯心的人。
And so he decided to spare Mary the pain of a public humiliation.
因为他决定不在众人面前羞辱玛利亚。
And instead decided to divorce her quietly.
而是暗暗地把她休了。
To help her avoid so as much public shame and humiliation as she could.
尽可能地免去她在众人面前受到的羞辱。
But then he has a dream.
但接下来他做了一个梦。
Have you thought about the angel coming to Joseph in the middle of the night?
你有没有想过天使向约瑟在晚上显现的那个场景？
When the angel comes to Mary, it's always in such a gentle, beautiful picture.
当天使向玛利亚显现的时候，我的脑海里时常会飘起一个很柔和的画面。
A submissive young lady replying to the angel, "Let it be to me." As the Lord has said.
一个顺服的女子对那个天使说：“照你的话成就在我身上。”
But can you imagine the angel coming to Joseph?
但你能想象天使向约瑟显现的那个场景吗？
Before he goes to bed, Joseph thinks he's doing the right thing.
在约瑟准备睡觉前，他认为自己做出了对的决定。
He thinks he's doing the righteous thing. In fact, he's gone further.
他认为自己是做出了一个义人当做的决定。不仅如此，他超越了所当尽的本分。
Not only has he acted righteously in divorcing Mary, he's also acted mercifully.
他不仅在与玛利亚离婚这个决定上显出他的公义，还带着怜悯心来做这件事。
He's done it trying not to draw everybody's attention to it.
在做这件事的时候，考虑到如何避免引起大家的关注。
So that Mary may retain some dignity.
来保留玛利亚的尊严。
But now he wakes suddenly from a dream.
但现在他从梦中醒来。
A nightmare more like.
可能对他来讲更像一场噩梦。
A dream in which he's told that even though the baby Mary carries is not his, it is indeed a special baby.
在梦中他被告知，虽然玛利亚腹中的孩子不是他的，但那不是一个普通的孩子。
And he's told to go ahead and marry Mary, owning the baby as his baby.
他在梦中被告知要把玛利亚娶来，把这个孩子当做自己的来抚养。
Think about that for a moment.
让我们站在约瑟的角度来想一下。
As one who is righteous, Joseph's life was based on obeying God's law.
约瑟是个义人，他的生活是以遵行神的律法为首。
And God's law is pretty clear about situations like this.
神的律法对于这样的情况是非常，非常就是非常明确的。
The one who is righteous should divorce his fiancée, his betrothed.
在这样的事发生的时候，是该离婚，玛利亚是该受到处置的。
You know, Matthew's Gospel says a number of things against divorce.
马太福音中有多处经文是反对离婚的。
Isn't it interesting that this act of divorce is mentioned as an act of righteousness?
但在这里，离婚竟然可称为是一个公义正直的行为。
But if Joseph were to marry Mary, what would people think of him?
如果玛利亚娶了玛利亚，如果约瑟娶了玛利亚，那大家会怎么？
And wouldn't that make him just as guilty as Mary for disobeying God's law?
这个同样会让他变得非常的他让他显为有罪，就像玛利亚做的一样。
What was he to do?
他该做什么？
Was he to believe the dream?
他该相信这个梦吗？
Or was it just his subconscious fears playing out while he was sleeping?
还是那只是他潜意识惧怕让他产生的幻想。
So what happened?
到底发生了什么？
In the dream, God says to Joseph, "This baby is special because I'm planning to bless the whole world through this baby."
在梦中，神对约瑟说：“这是一个特独特的婴孩，我要使用他将祝福带给全世界。”
And in believing that the dream really was from God.Joseph made a shocking decision to marry Mary.
因着相信这个梦是从神而来的，约瑟做出了令人震惊的决定，就是要把玛利亚娶来。
In believing that Mary's child was divinely given, and in total contrast to all he had previously understood, Joseph set out.On a lonely path of marrying his pregnant fiancée, accepting her baby as his baby, and taking on all parental responsibility for that child.
因着相信玛利亚腹中的孩子是从圣灵而来的，即使这在约瑟的认知里并不符合常理，但是约瑟还是踏上了这条不寻常的路，娶来已怀孕的未婚妻，把这个孩子当作自己的，并且承担父亲所有的责任。
What a difficult decision that must have been.
这是一个非常不容易的决定。
I wonder if any of us have done something as unexpected as Joseph did.
不知道我们中间有没有人遇到过类似这样非常。
We've decided on a course of action which seemed the right thing to do, and then we've gone in the opposite direction because we couldn't escape a nagging feeling that God was telling us to go that way and not this way.
我们选择了一个看似对的方向，并且决定向前走，但最终却走了相反的方向，因为我们无法否认那是神放在我们心中的带领。
I wonder if any of us, like Joseph, has taken a similar strange decision, taken an unexpected course of action, going against family wisdom because you just couldn't let go of a sense that God was speaking to you in a way that you couldn't forget.
或者在我们中间有没有人像约瑟的做出了一个不寻常的决定？采取了非常理的行动，违背了家族传承的智慧，因为神在你心中的工作和带领是如此的强烈。
And if you ever had one of those nagging feelings that God was doing something, did you obey?
如果你有过这样的经历，你有顺服神吗？
Wouldn't it be good if God's will was set out clearly for us to see and understand?
如果神的旨意能够非常清晰 明显的向我们显明，该有多好。
Like those aerial sign writers who write words in the sky.
比如说天上的意象。
It would be so much easier to understand God's will than trying to understand a dream.
和做梦相比，这样能够更加直接明了地帮助我们确认神的旨意。
For me,Dreams are most likely caused by the meal I had the night before than by anything God might be saying to me. I'm just saying that for me, dream, God doesn't speak to me in dreams. Mm-hmm. My dreams are usually from indigestion. I veered away from the script.
I just want to open the word more because it's unusual.
But imagine Joseph heading off to Bethlehem with Mary, not really sure of what's going to happen next, but willing to go forward, willing to step out because he believes this is what God has called him to do.
他并不知道将来的方向，但他决心要往前行，因为他相信这是神的呼召。
Like us, Joseph wants to be faithful.
和我们一样，约瑟愿意信靠顺服神。
But sometimes being faithful to God is not easy. It's not clear.
但有时候信心之路并不容易，也不清晰。
I wonder if Joseph is thinking about how his ideas of righteousness have been turned upside down.
我不知道神颠倒了约瑟所做出公义的决定后，约瑟是怎么想的。
Really, this is the first example of the sort of righteousness Jesus talked about.
但这个例子恰恰符合了耶稣所教导的公义。
That righteousness to which Jesus calls every one of us.
也是神呼召我们每一个人去行的公义。
Previously, Joseph understood righteousness as doing the right thing according to the law and staying away from sin and from sinners.
过去，约瑟把公义理解为遵行神的律法，远离罪恶跟罪人。
But now we see in Joseph a righteousness which is willing to absorb and bear the guilt of others, and to silently suffer criticism on behalf of another person.
但我们现在看到约瑟的公义是愿意缓解并承担他人的过犯。
This is a righteousness that focuses on God and not on oneself.
刚刚没看完，并且愿意为了另一个人默默地承受言论，这样的公义是以神为中心，而不是以自己为中心。
And despite the criticism and the rebuke of his family and friends, Joseph is willing to trust God no matter what things may look like.
即便受到家人和朋友的批评和指责，无论什么环境，约瑟依然愿意顺服神。
Another thing we may note about Joseph here, there's no mention of him treating Mary badly or without respect.
在约瑟身上，我们还看到经文里并没有记载他对玛利亚有任何的恶意或不尊重的行为。
We don't read about him humiliating her or embarrassing her.
我们没有读到他羞辱玛利亚或者是玛利亚难堪。
And by claiming Mary's child as his own child, he gives Mary dignity.
反倒当他声明这个孩子是他自己的时候，他给了玛利亚尊严。
And he doesn't do these things by the words he speaks.
他并没有用嘴巴来做这些事。
As we said at the beginning, Joseph doesn't say a word in our scripture.
我们从一开始就提过，约瑟什么都没说。
We don't have any speeches, any songs, any prayers from Joseph.
我们没有读到从约瑟口中出来的任何话语、诗歌或祷告。
What we do have is a man who is willing to go with God on the basis of a dream.
我们所看到的是一个因着一个梦愿意与神同行的人。
A man who is willing to obey God's instruction to marry despite his previous personal judgment.
一个得到神的指示就遵行，愿意放下自己决定的人。
And later on he obeys God's instruction to take his family and flee to Egypt.
之后他又服从了神的指示，带领家人逃往埃及。
And then to return to Nazareth. He never complains.
然后回到拿撒勒，没有抱怨。
And nor do we see any instructions from Joseph on how to live a righteous life.
我们有没有看过约瑟大声教导怎么过公义生活？
However, he witnesses loudly to every one of us.
然而他的见证带着强大的影响力。
In his active response to the will of God.
他对神的呼召表现出积极的回应。
In his willingness to be a part of God's plan. And in his willingness to trust God even when he doesn't understand. And in Joseph's quiet obedience, Matthew shows us what it means to be truly righteous.
在约瑟默默的顺服中，马太福音向我们展现了公义的真正含义。
A righteousness that focuses on God and not on ourselves.
这个公义就是以神为中心，而不是以自己为中心。
It's a righteousness concerned to do what God wants, quietly and obediently, whether or not we understand at the time.
这样的公义是活出神的心意，默默的顺服，无论我们当时是否明白。
And whether or not we stand to be embarrassed.
无论我们当时是否会面对难堪。
And finally, Matthew shows us that as much as the coming of Jesus is an event of great joy and gladness, his coming also provokes a crisis in us as to what it means to be faithful.
最后马太福音让我们看到耶稣的再来不单单是一个喜悦可贺的场面，他的再来要激起我们里面真实的光景。
His coming provokes in us a crisis about what it means to be righteous, a crisis in how we should respond to God.
他再来要来查验我们是否明白什么是信心，什么是公义，我们要如何的去回应神。
I wonder, have you heard the voice of God calling you to follow, just as Cameron mentioned right at the beginning of our service?
不知你们有否听到神呼召你们，就像Cameron在一开始做出呼召一样。
I wonder, have you heard the voice of God calling you to step out and do something you've never done before?
你有否听到神呼召你去做一件你从未做过的事？
I wonder if God is calling you, like Joseph, to take the tough road and not the easy road through some issue that you're facing.
神有没有在呼召你，像呼召约瑟那样，在你的处境中，让你去走，让你走在艰难的路上，而不是走在宽路上。
Maybe God is prodding you to do something in obedience to Him that previously you've thought unthinkable, something which might possibly embarrass you in the eyes of others, yet something which God is calling you to do in faithfulness to Him and obedience and dependence on Him.
或许神正在挑战你去顺服，去做一件你看来不可思议的事。或许这做这件事会让你身边的人不能理解，但你却知道这是神要呼召你去做的。
Perhaps God is calling you back to something from which you wandered away. For example, your relationship with God.
或许神正在呼召你回到你远离的事物上，比如你和神的关系。
Is God challenging you to trust God all over again, just like Joseph?
神是否在挑战你？
Is God challenging you to trust Him so that God can do something special through you and not just satisfy your own needs?
神是否在挑战你，会让他来带领你进入他的奇妙计划，而不再是你自己的？
If so, God is waiting for you to respond.
如果是这样的话，神正在等你向他回应。
If you wait until you understand everything, you'll never respond.
如果你要等到你明白一切的事情，那你永远都不会回应他。
But I want to encourage you to respond to God on what you already know of His love for you and His care for you.
但是我想鼓励大家回应他，因为你知道他爱你，他是信实的。
Don't be afraid of what others might think.
不要在乎别人的想法。Listen
instead to that word of God, that niggling, nagging voice of God inside that you can't ignore.
而是要来聆听神放在你里面的声音，是你无法回避的。And
may God give us all the courage to respond to Him as courageously and yet as willingly as did Joseph. in accordance with God's purposes, to trust him just like his son, Jesus Christ.
愿神给我们勇气像约瑟一样带着勇敢和愿意的心来回应他按着他的计划以他的儿子耶稣基督为榜样来信靠他
And in the name of Jesus, may God bless us all this morning.
愿耶稣奉着耶稣的名神祝福我们在这里每一个人
Let me pray. Loving God, so much happens in our life that we don't understand. And I'm sure at times we have felt like Joseph, where we have felt you calling us, prompting us to do something, to say something, that we don't understand the reason. In those moments, Lord, give us courage like Joseph to say what we feel you want us to say, to do that act of kindness or generosity, to take that act of witness, that you may speak through us, that you may do what you want to do in our lives and through our lives. Loving God, through the work of your Spirit, speak to our hearts again. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you, Lord.